This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast. It is Season 4, Episode 13. Cubs position players report, Crowley. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to the podcast. Follow on all the socials, 670 on Twitter, Instagram, Fly the W on Facebook. Email Crowley and I, flythew670@gmail.com. All right, Crowley, we've got a full team, a full Cubs squad at camp. We even had the owner speak to the players, even though he didn't speak to the media. So it's time for us to give everybody a little bit of update on what we've learned. Let's inform the fans, Crowley.
Yeah, you know, obviously the big news, the biggest news of the offseason was trading for Kyle Tucker. So for those lucky enough to be in Mesa or those of us watching on Marquee, you know, you want to see what he looks like in a Cubs uniform for the first time, right? You want to hear what he has to say about, you know, the team, about the season, what's going to happen. And like you would expect, he's setting the bar high as far as what he wants to see from this team in 2025.
I mean, I'm going to do what I do out on the field and in the clubhouse and, you know, just being around everyone every single day, trying to make myself better, everyone else better, and just, you know, uplift, you know, the whole team in whatever way I can. You know, we did have a lot of team success over in Houston, and hoping to, you know, continue that here in Chicago. So I'm excited to get after it with these guys, and, you know, we have a really good ball club, and I think we have a really good opportunity to have a lot of success this year and, you know, make it to the playoffs and have a run at the World Series. So you know, I see it every year. That's our goal, to, you know, get to the World Series and win. So I don't see a whole lot of point in showing up just to come out and play some games and go home at the end of the day. You want to come up, show up, and win. You know, that's kind of what our jobs are revolved around, and, you know, that's what we like to do. We don't like to just come out here and just kind of run around. We want to come out and win games and, you know, play it at a high level and have a lot of fun doing it.
All right. I like it. Playoffs.
Love it. He's not just out there to go through the motions. I think that is a fantastic way to indoctrinate himself, at least verbally, to Cub fans. Not here to go through the motions. And he's got experience. He has played in October. You know, there's no Craig Tober. There's Craig Tember. There's been no Craig Tober. So let's see if, well, I don't know, Astros Tober can sink in over at Clark and Addison.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people about Kyle Tucker. You know, I'm not some guy that's been, you know, following Kyle Tucker's career when I've been paying attention to, obviously, to the Cubs and mostly the NL opponents. The one thing I would say from everyone I talk to, he's not the flashiest guy. He's a guy that likes to kind of, you know, kind of a lunch pail guy that just wants to get in there, get to work hard, and has the same expectation of first teammates. He reminds me a lot, Dustin, of Ryan Sandberg in that way. Not a guy that's going to sit there and get in front of the mic and say, we got to do this. Hey man, we're going to work hard. We're here to win. That's what we're here to do. You're not going to get, like, you know, he's not the Dansby Swanson rah-rah kind of guy. He's not the PCA, I'm going to put stars in my hair kind of guy. He's just a guy that shows up, but holds himself and his teammates to a high standard. I think that's going to play well in Chicago. I think people are really going to fall in love with Kyle Tucker.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I thought it was great. Can't wait to see him. Hopefully we get to hear him Friday, 1:55. We've got our first Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air. We've got Cubs Dodgers 1:55 on the Score. So I'm looking forward to that, hoping that he's in the lineup. And then what, a week from Saturday, or no, this coming Saturday, right? We've got White Sox Cubs. So be great to get him into that that rivalry. Somebody, this is really interesting. The next topic, Crawley, Suzuki will DH, but there's a but. We'll get it. We'll see if you're on my, but there's a but. So let's talk about Suzuki being in camp and really interesting comments from Craig Council. I hope we're going to get to. But let's talk about Suzuki as a DH for the Cubs.
Yeah, big story that came out during the winter meetings, Seiya Suzuki's willingness to play DH. If you remember, his agent, Joel Wolf, said Seiya was a great defender in Japan, so it's not a compliment for him being a DH. I think if he was posted in Japan and teams were presenting to him their opportunities and they said, you can come here and be our full-time DH, I don't think he would have signed with that team. Well, Craig Council has been asked more than once about this, and he talked to the media about what the role for Seiya Suzuki is.
Look, Kyle Tucker's going to play right field. Ian's going to play left field. Pete's going to play a lot of center field, and that's going to lead Seiya to the DH most days. I think it's a place, if things happen, when things happen, we're very, like, covered there, and that's a good thing. That's, again, on February 9th, that's the plan. Right. But it obviously things can change.
There can be injuries. There can be all over a lot of things. One thing, and we talked to our guy, Josh Friedman, about this, and you'll hear it in segment two, is what you were alluding to, Dustin, is the idea of miscommunication is what Craig said. Craig has said, hey, I was lazy. I didn't communicate well enough. It's a foreign born player. So it's a little bit different. But I mean, there's no doubt about what the idea is that Seiya Suzuki will be playing DH. It's just something that both Seiya and Craig sat down and talked about, that they're going to work on their communication a little bit more, and hopefully everything works out well as far as this idea of having Seiya as a DH.
But he also said that Seiya wouldn't do a lot of DHing in spring training. So is Kyle Tucker going to be doing a bunch of DHing? I'm just confused. So if you're not going to have your DHing in spring training, then what's the point of spring training? Is Seiya Suzuki going to be kept off his feet because they're worried about his oblique? I needed a follow-up on that. So, okay, you're not going to have Seiya Suzuki DH much. Is that because you're going to have him play maybe right and left field in spring training get him up to speed if there was an injury? Is that the idea? Okay, fine. But tell us that. Why do we have to speculate? It just seems like a dumb way. Well, but he's not going to DH a bunch in spring training. Okay, well, please explain, Craig. Please give a full answer, Craig. Please don't be lazy, Craig.
Well, from things that I've heard from different audio, different stuff, he is what's going with, obviously with spring training, there's a lot of things that happen that are a little bit different, okay? The idea is that Seiya Suzuki may play 1-2 days a week during the season, maybe right, maybe left. Now, not right away. Obviously, these guys are all rested and they should be good to go. But if there's a day where, you know, hey, Kyle Tucker's off his feet for a day and he's DHing, and then Seiya's in right, or vice versa, if it's Ian Happ DHing and Seiya playing left. So the idea this spring is that Seiya Suzuki will get opportunities in left and right. Remember, a lot of these guys are going to sit, you know, Kyle Tucker doesn't need a whole bunch of practice in the outfield. Okay. What he needs to do is get his cuts in. And that's, you can do a lot of different things in spring training. Maybe you start Kyle Tucker and he starts the game and he's in right field and Seiya Suzuki's in DH. And then when Kyle Tucker comes out, maybe Seiya plays the field for a couple innings. You can have him play in left field. There's split squad games where you have multiple players coming in. So there's a lot of opportunity for Seiya to work on DHing. So our guy, Josh Friedman, we talk about this in segment two. He had a chance to talk about Saya and his reaction. And here's what Saya had to say about the idea of playing DH through his interpreter.
Yeah, my job is to give it my all to whatever my job calls for. So if it is to DH, if it is to play the field, I'm giving my best, and that's my job.
So that's his job. He's going to do what he's asked. But Dustin, when I look at this right here, right? Counsel said this, you know, plenty of times. He did great as DH. Saya Suzuki in general did well. From August 16th on, Saya made 37 starts, but 36 of them came in the DH role, only one of them as a right fielder. And the numbers look great. He hit .326 with a .933 OPS in those final 37 games. But if you look at Saya Suzuki's numbers in general, you know, I have it up here if you're watching on the 670 The Score YouTube channel, all of his numbers look good. Here's the problem, right? He sits there and he comes out of the gate as a right fielder looking really good. He slashed 341, 415, 614 in April, and he's crushing the ball. And the Cubs were 18-12 to start the season, even though the starting pitching struggled, if you remember, and the bullpen at that point in time. But on April 15th, the Cubs placed him on the IL with a right oblique strain. Here we go with these obliques.
Oblique.
Right. He did a rehab stint in Iowa and was activated the Cubs on May 10th, but he definitely wasn't 100%. He slashed .219, .275, .329 in May, which is really when the Cubs fell out of it. And then he was only slightly better in June. And by the time he started getting it going again, the Cubs were out of it. And so when you look at the numbers, the Cubs were 21-34 in May and June, 13 games under .500. That's the season right there, okay? In July, August, and September, when Saya was healthy, the Cubs were 11 games over .500. So if you add in the month of April, you see the Cubs were 17 games over .500 when Saya was healthy, as opposed to the 13 under when he wasn't. And so I still feel that Saya Suzuki is one of the most underrated hitters in baseball. I don't think he's a great fielder, okay? I think he's average at best, and he's had some really big mistakes. But having Kyle Tucker in that lineup with Saya Suzuki is going to make him that much better as a hitter. And he did talk a little bit about how he, you know, in that month of August into September, how he learned how to approach the game as a DH. So let's hope it continues to work, because clearly having Kyle Tucker in right field, having all Gold Glover and all Gold Glove outfield, and I don't care what anyone says, Pete Crow Armstrong's a Gold Glover out there, even though he hasn't won one yet. That is going to make the Cubs a better team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, speaking of oblique injuries, Crowley, on Valentine's Day, we got a little bad news, kind of broke my heart, if you will, that third baseman Matt Shaw dealing with a little bit of an oblique issue.
Yeah, that definitely caused panic in Cubdom. The Cubs are obviously relying heavily on Shaw after swinging and missing on Bregman. The Cubs did pick up plenty of infielders this offseason, including John Birdie, Vidal Brujan, Gage Workman, Nicky Lopez. But none of those guys, Dustin, are everyday players. They are guys that you can use to give a guy a spell, a little breather. They're bench players, good in small spurts. Luckily, Matt Shaw was on Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score talking to our guy, Bruce Levine. And he kind of, you know, calmed everybody down a little bit.
Yeah, no, I've never had any oblique problems in my past. And, you know, one of the main things is just like making sure whatever I'm doing isn't aggravating in any way. And that's been the case thus far. You know, I've been able to run. We ran the bases yesterday. You know, I'll be able to hit and throw a little bit today and do a little bit of defense and work out as well. So and none of that aggravates it at all. And as long as I continue on that path where whatever I'm doing, you know, and this kind of build up at this point is not painful in any way, which it hasn't been, then, you know, I'm right on track to be ready to rock and roll by, you know, middle of next week, late next week. So, you know, for me, that's really exciting. And obviously nobody ever wants any sort of setback. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, we're right on track, not too different than where we were last week. So, you know, I feel pretty confident.
All right, it sounds okay. Doesn't sound horrible, right?
No, not horrible at all. I like the fact that you heard he's been out there for 2 months. Obviously, jumped back on a plane, came in for CubsCon, and back out to Arizona. Says you know, gave rock and roll a couple of times, and so it's all good. Listen, let's see what you know. They got a long time until the real opener, and we've got just about a month until the opener in Japan against the Dodgers.
Another thing to kind of keep in mind, he did do that Premier 12 tournament as well. So he's been playing plenty of baseball. He's had a lot of practice. It just, the thing is, Dustin, it just shows you how thin they are at third base. It does make you nervous because if something were to happen to him, that's, you know, that's the tough thing about not having an Alex Bregman on the lineup is that, you know, you are one slight injury to Matt Shaw from really having some trouble at third base. I liked that his teammates, the veterans, are coming up saying, look, you know, you're in no race to get into spring training game number one. That doesn't matter. Just get healthy, get right, and be ready for the start of the season.
That's all that matters. Be ready for that trip to Japan, or if it's still questionable, don't go to Japan. And be ready when the team comes back to play the Diamondbacks.
Now, Dustin, we talked about Justin Turner may be coming to the Cubs, but the one thing we mentioned is not as a third baseman really, but primarily as a right-handed hitting first baseman. Obviously, you know, the first base position, you got Michael Busch, who is anchored there. The Cubs believe in him, but you know, he's a lefty. And so maybe a righty to kind of give him a break every now and then wouldn't be a bad idea. Now, right now the Cubs have Alexander Canario on the roster, and you know, ideally you think he's a backup outfielder, but when would he get any playing time in the outfield, right? This is Canario is not a, you know, old school veteran who could just get off the bench and, you know, be ready to, you know, like Tommy La Stella, right? 3 a.m. fall out of bed at 3 a.m. and be able to hit the ball. That's not Canario. Okay. And so where's he going to get playing time? Now we talked earlier about Suzuki getting time out in the outfield one or two times a week playing left or right. And then you got to assume that Tucker or Happ would DH on days Suzuki plays the field. So the Cubs are trying to get creative here with Canario. And you see him starting to take reps at first base. Now, remember that Canario was acquired in the Chris Bryant trade from San Francisco along with Caleb Killian. And Dustin, it's frustrating because he looked like he was ready to break out after his 2022 minor league season. He hit 37 home runs across three levels of the minor leagues. But then in winter ball, he was playing for the Dominican League. He had a gruesome injury. There was a collision when he was running down to first base. He dislocated his shoulder and broke his ankle and was only able to play about 53 games in 2023. 2023, he did get a cup of coffee with the Cubs. He appeared in 16 games and he hit slash 294 on OBP 294. He slugged 647 with a home run and six RBIs in six games. Not bad. And then he came up in 2024, played in 15 games, and again looked really good. Slash 280, 357, slugged 440. Wasn't there as much. One home run, two RBIs. But that's a guy that, you know, you wonder, how does he fit into this team? So I like the fact that he is getting a little bit of an opportunity to play first base.
Not to put you on the spot, Crawley, but I'm sure you're going to know this answer. You're going to know where to find it pretty quick. What's his situation as far as options?
Oh, yeah, he has options. Not a problem.
So you don't have to worry. You don't have to keep him up here and fear that you have to lose him. But eventually, right, eventually this, you know, scratch-off ticket, if you will, for the Chris Bryant trade, you know, is this a $2 scratch off or is this a $25 winner or is this a junk? You know, you can't even cash this in for another free scratch off.
Oh man. So that's a good question. And that's why you hope that he gets some playing time to show it. That's the thing is when you have the roster that you have, I think ideally you'd like to keep him around and see what he can do, but you know, playing time is going to be very limited for some of these guys. They're going to have to make the most of the opportunities that they have.
Well, the next group of guys, Crawley, we're going to talk about are not scratch-offs. They are Hall of Famers, and it's very cool to see on all kinds of different social media platforms, guys like Rick Sutcliffe, Bergeson Jenkins, and, of course, Ryan Sandberg reporting to Cubs App and interacting with all the great Cubs we have on the team this year.
Yeah, for anyone that's ever been out to Mesa for spring training, one of the cool things to see is former Cubs coming back out to help and work with the coaches and players. Dustin, all the years I've gone, I've seen plenty of players, whether it's Rick Sutcliffe, Fergie Jenkins, they're all out in uniforms with the coaches, with Tommy Hotovy. It's a lot of fun. This spring, like you mentioned, Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg has been there since day one and has probably been more involved in this camp than any that I can remember since he was a minor league coach for the Cubs. And so just absolutely great to see Rhino out there. And again, for him, he says it's medicine to be out in the sunshine. And here's what Craig Counsell said. He said, "We're just thrilled he's here. I told the players, people like Rhino and the Hall of Famers, they make an impact when they step into a room. That's what Rhino's done the last 2 days. He's been here and we're thankful for that. Absolutely." Here's a photo of Rhino with the skipper, Craig Counsell, and his former teammate, Rick Sutcliffe. And how awesome was it to see Matt Shaw come up and talk to, this is a cool photo. The other day, so Ryan Sandberg's in camp and he's talking with Rick Sutcliffe and out of nowhere, two of his former double play teammates surprised him from behind. It was Shawn Dunston and Mark Grace. So those guys are not in camp. They just showed up to surprise Rhino. And so it was absolutely phenomenal to see that. And here's a funny story. Sandberg told it in his Hall of Fame speech. All right. When Rhino was a rookie and Larry Boa was playing shortstop, whenever there was a pop fly in the infield, Larry Boa would say, "Plenty of room, plenty of room." And that was basically telling Rhino, "It's yours." Not moving, right? I'm not moving.
And hey, Crawley. Did you notice the sweatshirt that Mark Grace was wearing?
Yep, the Murphy's Bleacher sweatshirt. Love it.
But how funny is that?
Yeah, I tweeted that out to my guys at Murphy's and they loved it. But the funny thing is, so Sandberg's talking to, I think it was Counsell, to Sutcliffe, you know, and they're coming up from behind to surprise him. And both of them start shouting out, "Plenty of room, plenty of room." And Sandberg instantly knew who it was without even having to turn around, because when Sandberg then later on becomes the veteran, he would do that to Dunston and Grace when they were rookies, is basically saying plenty of room. It's yours. I ain't moving. So one of those things that's just great. But to see all of these guys here, they're all Cub Hall of Famers. And of course, Rhino and Fergie in baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. But Matt Shaw came up to the guys and you know, just kind of shows you like the moxie of a guy like Matt Shaw, how he thinks, you know, he has no fear. He's going to go up and talk to these Hall of Famers. And they were just great giving him advice, talking to him. And Sean Dunston is somebody that I'm really happy got a chance to talk to Shaw, just because he knows what it's like. Dunston was a first round pick for the Cubs. Dunston was touted as the next great big thing for the Cubs. And so, you know, there's not a lot of guys, I would say, well, I don't want to say not a lot of guys, but you know, he definitely understands what Matt Shaw is going through in a camp. He knows what it's like to kind of be the young guy on a veteran team. And so I think that hopefully Matt Shaw just soaked it all in and got a lot of information from these guys. But again, it's one of the beauties of Mesa is, like I said, just being able to go out there and see something like this. Another funny story about Sutcliffe. If you remember last year, the Cubs drafted Mark McGwire's son. And so I was dying to get a photo with Mark McGwire in a Cubs uniform. I'm like, I got to get that. That's just too funny. And so I see a big giant redhead in Cubs uniform. And so I'm sprinting from the Club 400 tent to the, it was right by Field One, which is close to the complex. And I'm sprinting to get my picture with Mark McGwire. Well, it turned out it was Rick Sutcliffe, and I'm huffing and puffing by the time I get there. And Sut looks at me and he goes, Crawley, why the hell are you running over here? You have 100 pictures with me. I'm like, I thought you were McGwire. He's like, wrong redhead, Crawley.
So, wrong ginger. Wrong ginger.
So yeah, I did get my picture with Mark McGwire, but man, it's just one of those awesome things about Mesa to be able to take. It's just so much fun. And just to see that, it's just magical stuff.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.